Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Boom, we're in.
And we're back. It's been a long summer without any kind of podcasts.
A long hot summer.
Not really up here, but it's been super hot down there, hasn't it?
Yeah, like well over 100 every single day and no rain, significant rain since May. So,
hey, everybody, I'm Steve, and this is the Down Gilead Lane Funcast. That's Lori Twitchell with me hanging out, as always, down in Texas.
That's right.
And as we so often do, we begin by talking about the weather.
Do we really so often talk about the... Well, we actually do talk about the weather a lot, I guess.
I think we do, just because your weather is so foreign to me and vice versa, and so it's...
Yeah, just one of those things. But we have... The fact is that we haven't podcasted since...
Right.
Since, what, May?
No, I believe it was June. We had a couple of specials to talk about.
Okay, yes, we did talk briefly about a couple of specials, but this is the big... Cheesy
yes.
TV gearing up for season 12 podcast.
The season 12 blowout. Welcome to a brand new season podcast. Can you believe it? It's already here.
I can't believe it. And did you just say we blow something up?
No, actually, in this season, I don't think we are blowing anything up.
There are no bulldozers.
Nope. No dynamite, no bulldozers. That I can think of, anyway.
Unless
maybe.
John's writing that into episode 12.
Right. We do have a couple episodes that are still yet to be written, so you never know.
Right. Yes, and I am working on episode 11 right now. And so we're there. We know what's going to happen this season.
Yep.
And there's a big thing out there in the universe land.
A big thing in the Gilead fan landscape. The buzz is all about the fact that season 12 is the last season of Down Gilead Lane. And yes, we are going to confirm that rumor. That is true. But I don't want to take anything away from the fact that season 12 is going to be an awesome season.
It is phenomenal. I am really impressed with kind of where we're taking things this season. We're going to go places that you've never gone before. I know we've said that before, but there's some big, big stuff happening. I cried while I wrote the episode I'm working on now.
Oh, don't say anything more.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
This is the Cheesy Teasy podcast, though.
I'm going to get tight on my teases again. I'll let some things go. But
Steve needs to let loose a little.
Yeah. All I want to say is, yes, the time has come. And like we find in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time for everything. And that for everything, there is a season. Look it up. Ecclesiastes 3. And so the time for Down Gilead Lane to end is approaching. But I don't want that to cause you to, you know, lose interest in Gilead, because you will be missing out on an awesome season.
Yeah, so. if you are a Gilead fan, this is the quintessential season that you do not want to miss. And and on top of that, I mean, the end of Down Gilead Lane is not the end of CBH Ministries or Steve and Lori hanging out or projects. There's a lot that is going on, and we would much rather focus on those sorts of things because, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, right.
You know, we're here. We're at the end. Everybody has an end to their journey. A lot of people started school this year. I have a friend who started college. My kids, all three of my babies are now in school. So, yes, everybody who is waiting for John William to make his appearance in the podcast, it's not going to happen because he is right now with his kindergarten teacher all day long. Okay, I'm not going to cry. Maybe I just cried when I was writing the episode because my son was going to school.
Maybe.
Who knows?
My youngest, Luke, he started going full days. Actually, up here, school hasn't quite started yet. We've still got a couple weeks to go. But when they start, Luke will be in first grade going all day, every day. So
kindergarten here is full day. And so my five-year-old is gone from 7:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. So mommy's having a little bit of trauma with that. My house is quiet, and I realized that my definition of quiet changed in 10 years because I haven't been alone by myself in the house since my daughter was born. So, to quiet a week ago used to be, okay, you're all up in your rooms, and I'm still hearing the grumbling and the bumbling and the yelling and all the running all back and forth. And now I've realized that quiet really is quiet.
You can actually hear the the clock's ticking.
I can, and it's actually a little freaky. You know, okay, here's a funny Lori fact. Yesterday, I found myself just randomly announcing what I was going to go do. Okay, I'm going to go take a nap now. Because I was so used to my kids constantly saying, what are you doing, Mom? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Right.
So,
well, you still got the dogs, right?
Well, I do still have the dogs, but that's a little pathetic. R2 and Scout just looking at me. Okay.
They're like, okay, sure, fine with this.
I really don't care if you go upstairs.
Right.
You know.
Hey, but getting back to the topic.
Sorry.
That's okay. There are a number of people who have emailed, who have actually posted their questions on our brand new CBH Ministries Facebook page, which
yes.
we'll be talking about in a while, and also sent, you know, stuff to the Funcast blog asking, you know, what gives, what is up with the end of Down Gilead Lane. So I feel like just in terms of quick explanation for those folks, it's not because we're all being laid off and CBH Ministries is having to close up shop. It's not because of the, you know, the economy and the dire financial straits. Although, you know, we have had to get, you know, kind of serious about cutting corners and that kind of thing. And Gilead, you know, is a big expense. It's mostly just due to the fact that the story has kind of run its course. The story is the thing, as they say in drama, and God has really given us some great creativity through John and Lori especially, and has given us, you know, some awesome actors to kind of bring those stories to life. But, you know, we're coming into a season where it just really seems like God is leading us to this point of conclusion. And so to try to push the show beyond that just feels like it would be forcing it.
Jumping the shark,
yeah. And our actors also have gotten to different points in their lives. Most of them, not all of them, but
a lot of them are retiring.
Coming to the point where they need to move on to the next big endeavor for them. For many of them, that means starting colleges, starting families.
Entering the old folks' home.
No, nobody's going to the old folks' home.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that. But seriously, it becomes very, very difficult to pull together recording sessions when you mm-hmm. have people that aren't even perhaps in the state.
Right.
It's not the same thing. And you know, we've talked about this a lot. We have discussed the end of Gilead for a while.
Yep.
And we are going to do the very best job that we can do. We know God is leading the story.
Yep.
And God's
really,
bringing it where
you know,
it needs to be.
I was thinking about this morning, you know, because this has been a reality for us, you know, for quite a while now. I mean, we were, just to kind of like let the cat out of the bag, we were talking about the end of Gilead probably as far back as season 10 or 11.
Well, you were talking about the ending.
Yeah.
Some of us have had a little bit of time to get used to it, because right. I did do the gasp thing at the first time Steve said that. I think we have it recorded somewhere.
Yeah, and so people who are hearing it on the radio now, you know, it's I'm sure, coming as a shock, and so I want to be sensitive to that. But to be honest, I think as far back as season 7, you know, when we had the big transition and John and Lori came on board, I have felt like every show and every season has been a gift.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's kind of the posture I'm taking. I'm just really grateful that we've had as many shows and as many seasons as we have. That really has been such a privilege from God to be able to
do this. And to touch all your lives and to bring all of you guys in. And this is not the end. I'm not going anywhere, and Steve's not going anywhere. We have tons of projects and ideas. You know me, always lots of ideas. Steve's always got lots of ideas.
Yeah.
So you need to keep sticking around.
Yep.
You have trusted us with your fanmanship.
Good word.
Thank you. For so many years, and you have loved us and followed us. We ask that you just follow us on our new ventures as well, and we will have more about that as things start to take shape. But there are some new ventures out there already that are coming to fruition.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about those now?
Why not?
Did I just say talk about those?
I don't know, but I figure you were just channeling my Canadian friends there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's
just a little, maybe it's colder up there and you guys are just, you know.
It feels like we're in the Great White North. Okay, yes. CBH Ministries, in case you haven't found this out yet, we are working on a big redesign of our website. We've already got a new like homepage.
Mm-hmm.
When you go there, that is just the beginning. Look over the next year or so. Look for some major cool additions and changes to our website. That's something that we've got in the works, and we're real excited about.
There's some games and all sorts of stuff, and it's definitely made a change. So if you haven't visited the CBH website in a while, cbhministries.org.
Yep.
Check it out. You'll be very happy that you did.
Uh-huh. What else, Lori?
We also have coming up, well, I mean, we've got those super secret projects that, you know.
Yes.
The guys are standing behind me and telling me that I can't say anything about those.
Yes,
but we do have super secret projects, and we also have some books.
Yes.
I love books.
Yeah, some really cool illustrated books just for young readers.
Seasons of Faith, right?
Right, right. It's a new series that we're about to roll out this fall called The Seasons of Faith.
And we're looking at those this October.
Yes, and so we're going to roll out the first four of those this fall. Yeah, so look for that, and we're already real excited about that new endeavor that we're doing here at CBH Ministries, and we're going to begin the pre-order. You know how we always do with a Gilead season? We have a time where we have like a pre-order period of time.
So you can be ahead of the game.
Right, right. You can be the first on the list. This September, just in a few weeks, we're going to have our 24-hour sale on the 24th of September, all on our web store, shopcbh.org, and you can pre-order your first set of the four books, Seasons of Faith book. If you buy three, you'll get the fourth one free, and there are also other specials on deals, Gilead deals also, as part of that 24-hour sale, so look for it at shopcbh.org here in the next few weeks.
So we have that going on, and we mentioned very briefly earlier, along with those super secret projects that I'm not allowed to talk about, we mentioned Facebook.
Yes, if you Facebook, if you are one of the many people who has begun,
is that a verb?
Doing that, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
then go and look for CBH Ministries on Facebook and become a fan.
You'll find
all kinds of cool inside news on all things CBH, which of course includes Down Gilead Lane, but also many of these other things. Check it out there on Facebook if that's something that you do. And congratulations are in order for a person who just won our first contest that we did on the Facebook fan page.
Samuel Robinson.
Thank you very much, Samuel Robinson. Every time we hit a new milestone on the number of fans that we have, we do a contest. And so when we hit 250 fans, we did a contest. Samuel Robinson won that, and he won a season set of Down Gilead Lane. I believe once we hit 500 fans, we're going to do another one, and that'll be even bigger because
you never know. I mean, it might be just a random contest sometime during the day.
That's true.
The neat thing is that we're meeting a lot of people who are CBH fans that we have not known before, and we just love doing that. So look for CBH Ministries. If you are already on Facebook, then check that out. And as Steve and I have been saying consistently since the beginning of the podcast, you never know where you're going to find CBH. If you're already someplace else, look there. You never know. Somebody might have started something, or we might be somewhere else.
Right, right.
We're everywhere.
If you, if you're on Facebook, of course, you got a whole big list of friends. And if you become a fan of CBH Ministries, then you need to, recommend it to your friends, because that will increase the number of fans that we have, and then we can do another contest.
And we can learn, everybody can learn more about CBH Ministries, and that is always a good thing. And you're going to keep up to date on our latest projects, on everything that we've got going on. It's all running through that CBH Ministries Facebook page, too. So you'll be the person in the know, and we know our fans like that. That is why they are listening to Cheesy Teasy.
That's right.
Because they want to be the ones that know before everybody else does.
That's right, yep.
Do we have any cheese to tease?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We probably should start talking about Season 12.
Like Gouda. Na-na-na-na-na.
Very funny. Season 12 marks the return of John Fornoff as a co-writer. Lori just barely survived season 11.
Oh, stop.
You wrote the whole thing by yourself.
I did write the whole thing by myself, but the Lord was with me, and I survived, and I was able to write the stories that the Lord wanted written, and we had a really great journey in season 11.
Yes.
But it is very nice to have John Fornoff back.
Yep.
And working with us. His ideas are fantastic.
Yep.
And I think you'll all be able to, as you're listening to the episode, you'll be able to tell that it is not just Laurie anymore. John has great feedback and adds a lot to the creative process on,
yes.
You know, as I help with him with his ideas, he helps me with my ideas and makes them better. So
cool. So we like to give the titles of the episodes during these cheesy teasy podcasts, right?
I think we do.
We
the
only
fans
have,
like it.
We only have 10 titles at this point. Should I mean, you know.
I mean, I think we should share the 10 that we have. Maybe not all 10 right now. We'll kind of stretch it out through. But that is because Mr. Fornoff and I are currently, as I mentioned earlier, writing episodes 11
That's
and 12.
Right.
So
hey,
we have
so
them
Lori,
untitled.
What, just tell me right now, just randomly pick one out of the hat. What is your favorite title of all of the titles that we have so far for this season?
Okay, well, I had to think about this, but there was one morning that Steve and I specifically spent on the phone going round and round and round, and we had all these ideas.
Yeah.
We had some really great ideas for this episode, but we finally decided on Respect the French Toast.
Yes, that is, I think that might be my favorite.
That is real title, too, by the way. We're not making it up.
I probably should come up with another favorite since, you know, that's already, you picked that as your favorite. But yeah, that's a great title. Respect the French Toast.
Yeah. Tells you everything about what that episode's going to be about, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It just sums it all up.
There you go.
Let me think here. I guess my favorite, and I don't know, we probably shouldn't be ranking them in terms of favorites, because then everyone after that is going to be like, oh, I don't like it as much. But I really like the show called The Journey Home.
Okay.
Hey.
Not to be mistaken for, didn't we have a couple of episodes called The Journey?
Oh, that's true. We did have The Journey Part 1 and Part 2 way back in, what was
okay,
that?
But these aren't those seven? Episodes. We have a brand new episode of The Journey Home. And,
right.
Very excited about that one.
Yeah.
So we've just given two titles, and we didn't even tell what episodes they were.
No, no, and we're not gonna.
Okay, Steve's really hardcore on the cheesy teasy this year.
How about I just play a random clip from a show from this season? How about
random,
that?
Go for it.
That was a nice jingle.
I'll get it.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello, my name is Jerry, and I would like to speak with you about your weight.
My what?
Your weight. Statistics show that with the rising number of obese people in the world, you are likely one of those people.
I'm likely what? Obese?
Haley, what's wrong?
That's why you've been specially chosen to receive a free sample of Fat Burn, the all-natural supplement guaranteed to...
What? I'm fat?
Who is this?
Fat Burn is organically mined from trees only found in the far northern regions of New Zealand's inland habitation.
No, thank you. Goodbye. Oh, those telemarketers are getting worse every day. Just ignore them, Haley.
He said I was fat.
It was the phone, sweetie. He couldn't see you.
Yeah, but still, not so hungry now.
Haley.
Whoa.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten those kind of calls?
Too many times. I've gotten those kind of calls, and those emails fill my box.
Oh, yeah. They can be frustrating. I actually had a job as a telemarketer for about a day.
I had a job as a telemarketer once, but it wasn't like randomly calling to ask people to do things. It was working for a high school, so it was a little different. But it's a tough job. I always try and be a little bit nice to them. I just don't like it when they get argumentative with me.
Right, or when they just like keep on pushing it, yeah.
Yeah, and you say, no, I really am not interested in the upside down tree you're selling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Or email, it worries me. Makes me a little bit panicked. How do they know I'm fat? How do they know what I did yesterday? Do they
Which,
have my house
as,
bugged?
As Mrs. Morrison just said to Haley, they can't see you. They don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Right. So there you go. Now you've gotten some titles.
There you
you've
go. And
clips.
A little clip. So should we maybe open the mailbag now? Should we take a little break from the teasing?
And perhaps we should.
Toasty donuts, dump your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
Do we need a haiku?
Uh-oh. I was going to, you know, Daniel told me he was going to send an MP3 of a haiku.
Okay, Daniel, next time, because, you know, we're heading into the season now. We do these podcasts pretty regularly during the season, so you've got to help us out. But managed to pull out a haiku while Steve was checking the mail.
All right, what do you got?
Okay. Dude, the mail is here. And it is not even spam. So fans, listen now.
Very nice. Very nice. Hey, and that, you know, reminds me, any of you podcast fans out there, if you would like to send us a mail haiku, just make up a poem that has five syllables, then seven syllables.
Five, and
then...
seven, and five. It's three lines. First line's five, second one's seven, third line's five.
Yep, that's it. And please, in English, if you don't mind.
Yeah. And really, we don't care if it's male or female, as long as it's 575.
Right. I've got a question here from Wendy. She says, can I purchase Miss Rhubarb and Family Camp? And, second question, when will Season 12 be available to purchase? Well, Wendy, yes, you can purchase those specials, which aired earlier this summer. You can get them either as, you know, an MP3 download or a CD. Go to shopcbh.org, or you can call our order line, which is 888-224-2324. And Season 12, you know, begins on the air this coming weekend, the Woo-hoo! Weekend of the 29th. Yes.
Episode 1. What is the title of Episode 1? Maybe we should put that out there.
Okay, that's fine. A Hope by Any Other Name.
Yeah. It's been so long since I wrote that one, but yeah.
So you can buy that as a single, you know, after it airs this weekend, or if you want to wait for the whole Season 12 set, then that will be due out late November, probably in time for the holidays.
There you go. So, and there's another question here.
What else we got there?
We have a big mailbag segment today because it's been a couple of months since we podcasted, so bear with us.
Sure.
But Lois has written and asked, what is the target age group for DGL? I couldn't find it online.
Ah. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because we don't have it. We don't have a target age online. But
right.
What would be your answer to Lois there, Lori?
My answer would be that we have the age group that we try to write towards is between 8 and 18.
Yeah.
That's the age group that we write to. But since the beginning, we have had fans who are my age, which is in your mid-30s.
Yep.
We have had fans. We got an email just the other day from fans who are in their 60s who consistently listen to DDL. So, you know, when we write to 8 to 18, but we are so blessed and so pleased that we have spanned all ages. You cannot be too old. And, you know, there are some episodes that you might be a little young to understand or a little young for, but... you know, we have received emails as well from people who say we've got little brothers and little sisters in the house who love this program. So, so we've been blessed that we reach all ages, and we're thankful to have all of our listeners, no matter what their age is.
Yeah. All right. Shoma, which is a cool name, Shoma from South Carolina, writes, and this isn't really a question as much as a comment. I listened to the episode Ranch Blessing this morning. It really was a great show. I have been praying for God to help me to spend more time with him, just for direction and guidance. Listening to how Mike realized he was not spending time with God helped me realize I needed to focus more on him and not the cares of this world. We can get caught in the devil's snare before we realize it. And that was great encouragement, and I just felt like that was something we need to share with all of our podcast fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for that reminder of that truth, Shoma.
Very, very cool. So yes, thank you for getting in touch with us. We're moving on to another question.
Uh-huh. What do you got?
Elise, who is from California, says, I love Down Gilead Lane. It is my favorite thing to listen to, and I listen on the computer almost every day. Again, it's another comment, but she says, my favorite production was called Shadow Agent X.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so she says, keep up the good work. So we love to share that encouragement, and it's good to hear that. Elise, we are very happy that you liked that. That was one of my favorite episodes, too.
Yes. All right, what else have I got here? Let's see. This one comes from... Is this true? This person's name is Orangey.
Okay. We have people from all over the world. You have no idea.
Orangey asks, are the actors the same ages as their characters? We get that question quite often. In some cases, yes. Or, you know, relatively close. But, you know, it's funny because I was just finalizing a show yesterday that features Tim Morrison, and Mrs. Ritchie, our executive producer, was listening to it with me, and she said, after it got finished, she said, how old is Tim? And I go, do you mean Nate, who plays Tim, or Tim? She says, Tim. I said, I think this year he is in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, yeah, he sounds kind of like not quite that young. He sounds a little older. And I said, well, yes, he is. You know, the actor who plays Tim has outgrown the character, and that's happened with all of our kids. And with some, it's more noticeable than others. But yeah, that's something that's happening because the show is moving slower than real life. So
they have their own timeline.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they move slower. It's just that
they
have their own timeline, and we may even span the course of a day, one 24-hour period, over two or three episodes.
That's true. I think that happens this season. We won't talk anymore
we'll
about
see.
That.
We'll see. I wasn't going to go there, but you cheesy-teasied, so there you go.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, but really, I mean, you know, the episode is only 24 and a half minutes, so if you cover, you know, 7 hours in 24 and a half minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. And if you take 24, if you do it for real and you do that real time, you know, with the ticking clock, 24 minutes out of one person's day or a family's day is not that much when you look at 24 hours. Which reminds me, we've got a 24-hour sale coming up September 24th.
Nice segue. Look for it online, the 24-hour sale, September 24th.
Had to throw that in there.
And back to the mailbag.
Yes, we had another question, which this is a really, really neat question from Nikki.
Uh-huh.
And Nikki wrote and said, what was one of your favorite stories that you did?
Ooh.
Steve, do you have a favorite story that you've worked on?
Well, usually when I get asked that question, my standard response is that's kind of like asking a person what's their favorite breath of air that they've taken. Because, you know, producing these is kind of like, you know, you just survive from the one to the next in some ways. It's also kind of like asking, which is your favorite kid of all of your children?
Right.
Because creating one of these shows is a little bit like giving birth. So it's a tough question to answer. There are times once we get finished with a show and we're listening to it, then I'm able to kind of like take the posture of the listener, you know, and just kind of like enjoy it like a fan would enjoy it. And I think a lot of the WWW adventures that we've done, where there's, you know, more action and adventure in that sense, you know, I like the Shadow Agent X episode, and I like the Meteor Guy and Doe Girl. That episode
that was
a lot
episode,
of fun.
Right.
Yeah. And for, you know, going back, I remember, you know, when I was just doing post-production, when we started Gilead, season one, when we brainstormed the episode that became The Lonely Ranger, I remember getting really excited about the rocket launch scene. And then when we went to produce it, I was like, how in the world are we going to do this? It was one of those moments where you kind of like figure out how to do, you know, sound design. So for me, that was kind of a milestone just as far as like learning the craft. So that's one that always stands out just because it was when we were still figuring out how to do this. So, and God really showed up, you know, and you'll listen to it and you go, that was so God. And that's the case with all of the shows, you know, but that one especially because I was so aware that I didn't know how to do this, you know. And so that's one that I often remember. How about you, Lori?
I have a couple of episodes that I really am pleased with after they've turned out, and they've turned out to be fan favorites. I think that's a big thing for me, but I have to put O Little Town of Coleraine in there because that was my first episode that I ever wrote, and futuristic episode, you know, where you end up with, you know, married people and older kids, et cetera, et cetera. But the other one that I think I had a really, really great time working on that really immediately popped into mind as soon as I read that question was Shades of Chartreuse.
Oh, The non-linear episode?
Exactly. The episode where we kind of went, we bounced back and forth. It was a lot of fun getting inside Haley's head.
Yeah.
And having a young person, because, you know, my kids come home from school nowadays, and I had to say to Sydney yesterday after school, hey, okay, now, so what happened here and what happened here? And she didn't think linearly. She didn't do it in a timeline. She just explained this part and explained that part and explained this part. And I had to kind of go back and forth. And it reminded me so much of Shades of Chartreuse, because that's kind of the way that your brain bounces around. And it was a lot of fun. It was a difficult episode to write, because we had to say, okay, did I already discuss this part?
Yeah.
Did we already talk about this? But man, that was a lot of fun. And it was fun writing for Molly and Marcy, some new characters, adding some new dimension. So those are the two that immediately popped to mind.
All right. And another great email. This is a great one. This is from Fanta. And she says, the season 11 of the DGL is awesome. I can't believe that the Morrisons almost left Gilead Lane. I know, huh? Mm. I am going to be baptized in a couple of months. It is so cool. You're right, Fanta. That is way cool. But my dad said that I have to take it seriously because it is not a playing matter. That's true, too. She says she's been writing Marcia Harrington, who is a lady here at CBH Ministries, who's in charge of correspondence. And she says she's been encouraging her step by step. And at first she didn't understand the true meaning of being a Christian, but now she does. That is so cool.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you for just that encouragement. And she says she thinks the hardest thing about being a Christian is that when someone is mean to you, you just want to be mean back to them. That's true.
Yeah.
But what should I do when someone is mean to me? I'm going to a new school next year. Do you have any advice for me on how to make friends? Wow, Fanta, that's a lot wrapped up in that. Well, I think it's helpful to think of Jesus. Just read about him in the Bible, the Gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where we see how Jesus was with other people, the people who were mean to him and other people who just wanted, you know, to be close to him, and just what love looks like from his standpoint, and how much he was able to endure because of his love for us. That's helpful. And as far as making friends, this is pretty basic, but I always remember what somebody said to me when I was a kid: if you want to have friends, you need to be a friend. So basically just that golden rule idea, right, Lori? Just
exactly
treat people the way you would want to be treated.
And my five-year-old had some words of wisdom on the friend thing yesterday, because I asked him about if there was anybody at school that he already knew. His first day at school, right. And he said, nope, the only friends were people that I don't know yet. Which I thought was awesome. You know,
that
I mean,
is,
he's,
yeah.
it very much opens, it shows you the possibilities.
Exactly. And thinking of people as friends, whether you know them or not, just kind of like starting out on the right foot, I guess.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to be anybody else. You don't have to worry about it. And be free to talk to people and just learn more about them, and you'll see where God is leading you.
Cool. Well, we got one more email. Is that right, Laura?
I think that we do have an email from Cornell.
Uh-huh.
Cornell sent us an email. And by the way, Cornell, love the picture. I actually have the same Steelers bracelet that you do. So always love hearing from a Steelers fan.
Cool.
And I think that's really cool. Cornell says he's listening to 89.1 KWRF. We appreciate you listening to the radio station and down Gilead Lane. Cornell wants to know what happened to Mrs. Richter in the court trial and what happens in the rest of the story. Well, Cornell, it sounds like you caught season 11 right at the end, and you are very fortunate and blessed that season 12 starts this week. You're going to be able to find out more about what happens to Mrs. Richter and all the crazy things that we have planned for season 12 coming up this season. But we have some great news about what's happening in 2010, right?
Yeah.
In the future.
Well, I mean, like, if you want to really explore some of the, like, backstory of Mrs. Richter before all of the events of season 11 and then season 12, we are going to fill the broadcast schedule, I guess, as they say, throughout 2010. So this is good news, especially for those who are, you know, kind of sad to see Down Gilead Lane go. It's not going to go right away. We are going to put some classic Gilead episodes on the air throughout 2010, some favorites from seasons past, and maybe going far back enough that a lot of our current listeners will hear shows that they've never heard before. So that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So listen for that throughout 2010. That was one of the announcements we wanted to make when we were announcing some of the cool stuff CBH has coming up for the near future. Classic Gilead throughout 2010. So there you go.
That sounds like fantastic news to me.
Yes.
We all love classic, especially if you haven't heard it on the radio before.
Right.
Kind of neat to do that.
It's fun to gather around the radio as a family and listen.
So I think that is where we are with the mailbag. That would be the end.
Yep. Hey, I've got another title, episode title.
Okay, go for it.
All right, here it is. A not so quick fix. There you go.
Yeah, okay. I remember that one.
Yes. Should we play another clip?
Yeah, I think it's clip time.
Clip time, which may or may not come from that episode title that I just gave. Here it is.
Officer, I absolutely will not share my cell with a criminal, especially if she knows me.
Well, I could offer you more private accommodations.
Oh?
Oh, right. Nighty-night.
You don't even recognize me, do you? Turn around.
No.
Picture me as a blonde. A lot less wrinkles, lots less meat on my bones.
Maybe. No.
Buffalo Bob's. You and I were waitresses.
Flo! Is that you?
In the flesh. Although I sure wish I had a little less flesh, you know.
Why are you here? You're the last person I'd expect to see in jail.
I was about to say the same about you, sweetie.
Okay, yes. Whoa. So we are going to, you know, as everyone knows, the way we end season 11 is in this kind of like split episode where we're going with Monica to her arraignment where she gets put in jail. And then, of course, Hope being adopted. And the way we come into this season is with those two things having happened. So that was kind of
Steve's going to stop himself before he gets too cheesy in the cheesy podcast.
I almost gave more away than I wanted to.
I know, and I could hear that in your voice. But so that was an interesting clip there. Now, how many episode titles have we given so far, and how many do we have left?
How many titles have we given? Let me think here.
We gave your favorite.
We gave your favorite, and we gave my favorite, and then we said the not so quick fix.
And I hope by any other name.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I hope by any other name, which we have established is episode one.
Yeah, that's the one you'll be hearing this weekend, folks.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and throw out another one. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ooh, this one's heavy duty. Famous last words.
Oh, is there a snowball fight?
A snowball fight?
That's one of those things, you know. People start taunting, and then you go, oh, famous last words, and then nail them with a snowball or something.
Okay, Lori, you're giving way too much away now.
Oh, okay. the men in black are behind me. They're crossing their arms. They're just not looking happy. Steve, give another episode title. Get me out of the hole.
Okay, how about virtual unreality?
Oh, yes, virtual unreality. That's a good one. And we have another clip.
Okay, here comes a clip.
Finn, did you hear something? Yes, me too. Probably just the wind. The wind smells a lot like strawberry shampoo today. Well, I'm thirsty. Good thing I just made some lemonade. Finn, don't you think the wind might be thirsty after that long run? And the wind giggles, too. Will the wind come and say hello?
Hello.
Oh, my. The wind sounds just like my friend Hope.
You're funny.
So are you, Hope. You make me smile in a wonderful way. And I'm sure that the wind wouldn't mind if you drink his lemonade.
Thank you, Miss Grace.
You are very welcome. And now, would you like to tell me why you're not in school?
Uh-oh. Busted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Reminds me of my days of playing hooky. Did I ever tell you that story?
You have one story from playing hooky?
Very funny. Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because I remember years ago telling Beth about, you know, the story of when I was in third grade and I didn't want to go to school and I hid under the overpass by the creek. And she said, oh, we're going to have to figure out a way to work that into a story one day. Ooh. And then she never did. But then unintentionally... With this episode, are you going to own up to the fact that you wrote that scene?
I did. I wrote that scene.
Okay.
I wrote that episode, not just the scene, but
usually
the whole episode
kind of goes that way. Yeah.
Well, so, you never know.
So there you go. And, I will just go ahead and connect the title to that scene. It's called Crossroads.
Oh
yeah.
Very, very cool. Crossroads, right. You know, when you get at a crossroads, you got to figure out which way you're going to go.
Yep.
Not allowed to say anymore.
No, you're not. One more title, and everybody's going to know, I think, if they remember their season 11, where this comes from. It's called Always Stay in Control. Yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
There was a... That was a phrase that we pulled out of season 11 that we ended up making the title of one of our season 12 episodes. So,
and does that... Never mind. I guess I can't ask that question.
Okay.
Do we have any other clips?
Yeah, how about this one?
Water! I need water!
Huh?
I think I'm going to pass out.
You want Bo to do CPR on you?
Haley, he asked me to free pizza night. Do you know what this means?
He's a cheapskate?
No! I think he likes me.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't know?
Isn't the Fun Center part of that Piece of Heaven place?
I'm not sure, but so what if it is?
I've just been hearing some stuff.
Oh, you mean they don't believe like you do?
Well, I'm not sure.
Haley, all I can say is two words. Bo Stradley.
And all I can say is two words. Oh, brother.
Ah, yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Piece of Heaven.
Don't want to forget about them. They're still
a force to be reckoned with.
A force to be reckoned with. Yes.
See, you say it much better than I do.
And we haven't heard from Jessica in a while. Remember, you guys remember Jessica?
No, we haven't. Yeah. And there are some other characters in that episode that I think we're going to appreciate or
yes.
not appreciate. We'll see.
Right.
It's really random.
So let me see here. We did Hope by Any Other Name.
Titles.
We did Virtual Unreality. We did Not So Quick Fix.
You're not saying them in order, are you?
Crossroads, of course not. We did The Journey Home. Respect the French Toast. We did
Respect. Virtual you gotta yell it when you say that one. Respect the French Toast.
Sorry.
You can't just
it.
Say, oh, respect the French toast.
You're right. How about, did we talk about One Way? There's an episode titled One Way. Did you know that Gilead Lane is a one-way street? No, that's not true.
You think I'm random.
But it also almost became a four-lane highway. At least we don't have that to worry about anymore.
No, no freeways, no bulldozers, no anything
right.
like that this season.
Right.
And I can say... This is cheesy teasy and revealing a little bit of behind the scenes.
Oh.
One of the titles that we were looking at and we opted not to go with
was
French Toast from the Edge.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm
glad we didn't go that way.
Yeah. You're glad we didn't go that way. I kind of was leaning towards that direction because I just thought that was so fun. But we'll probably talk more about that when Respect the French Toast airs.
Right. Okay, I think we've got time for one more clip. We should make this a big one.
How about that one scene? You know, that one
scene.
That
one?
Yeah. That's a pretty
okay.
big scene. But I know, you know. Maybe we should save that one.
Yeah, probably should. How about let's go with this one?
Mr. Taylor's really nice.
Yeah, he is. He's really great to work for, too.
Do you have an apron and everything?
Yes, I do.
With your name on it?
Name tag.
I need a picture for my scrapbook. I bet you look so cute.
Carrie. You know, There's something I've wanted to say.
Caleb!
Yes?
Hey, Caleb Richter, is that you?
Mr. Morrison, yes, it's nice to see you. Mr. Morrison, this is Carrie Piper, my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Carrie, very nice to meet you.
You too, Mr. Morrison. I've heard lots of wonderful things about you and your family.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Oh, yes. Yes, remember Carrie?
I remember Carrie. I love Carrie. She's one of my favorite characters. I think she's a great addition to Down Gilead Lane.
Yes. And,
but I guess Caleb would think so, too.
So things seem to be progressing there. That's good. That's a good sign. Having Carrie in Coleraine is kind of a cool thing. So there you go.
Respect the French toast.
Oh, so you're going to go ahead and say that that's
where
that comes
from? Was that
that
episode? I just felt like yelling, respect the French toast.
Oh, yes, that is that episode.
Oh, so what does French toast have to do with Caleb and Carrie? I guess you're going to have to listen to find out.
Maybe so. So are we at the end of this cheesy, teasy season 12 blowout Down Gilead Lane fan cast?
I actually think that we're at the end of making any sense, so we probably do need to call it.
Yes, yeah, okay. So, all right, guys, here's the deal. Season 12 starts this weekend, and we are going to do our best throughout this entire season to give you a follow-up podcast after, you know, every couple weeks, so we can talk about, you know, two episodes or so in every podcast.
We want to hear what you thought.
Wrap up. We would love to hear your thoughts and your reviews and all that good stuff on every episode. So enjoy Down Gilead Lane Season 12, and check us out on the big worldwide interweb, and give your comments and your thoughts. Email us. You could, of course, always phone us and give us your comments by phone.
Then we can put you in the podcast. You'd be a special guest star.
That's right. 877-937-5397 is the number to call, and you can always email us at ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Wow, you sounded like a radio guy there.
Well, at least I don't sound like, you know, a telemarketer.
No, you don't.
Hey, I guess that pretty much does it. Lori, you got anything else to say?
We love you.
Yes, we do. We love you guys.
We will look forward to hearing from you. We are excited about the new upcoming season. Steve and I really are excited about the direction it's taking, and we can't wait to hear what you guys think as it goes. So it's good to be back.
Yes, it is good to be back. And with that, remember, every day needs a little fat burn.
Oh, man.
Season 12 starts this season, and we're going to do our best to...
This weekend, actually.
What did I say?
Season 12 starts this season.
Okay, thanks. Let's zip it up and wait for more. Or let's just end there.
Okay, without Steve-O's sound effects.
That was that.
All right.